Hello.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. I wanted to make sure your daughter liked those stones as well, or if I was going to have to look for something else.
No, she liked them fine. You know,
okay.
We were hoping to find something under those price ranges in a lower quality, but it's just not available from the people that we work with. So she's showing these tomorrow. She's actually picking them up from me in about an hour.
Oh, okay.
And, I don't let her, if she's not going to show the stuff for 4 or 5 days, I don't let her take it.
Oh, gotcha.
I make it stay under my control and my safety deposit box. You know?
Yeah, well, that's better to be, people know what she
although
does.
Although she has, well, that's right, and although she does have insurance, well, that doesn't mean the claim's going to be paid.
Nope, and it certainly doesn't mean that it covers you either, does it? Unless she has your location as one of her businesses.
No, it doesn't cover me at all because as far as she and her insurance is concerned, I am the vendor.
Yeah.
You memo it to me, I memo it to her.
Gotcha.
You know, it to her at zero markup, but
well,
for her insurance, it's better if we keep a paper trail like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Any paper trail is better than no paper trail, in my opinion.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And,
all right. Well,
she's going to show them.
Tomorrow, you said?
She's showing them tomorrow, and then I'm going to send a couple of my
regulars, you said. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're way below the color range that he wants to spend. It looks like she has a bigger cart full of goods, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of going over there with two stones, she's going, well, here's what a lower color looks like. Here's what you can get for, you know, I want.
Exactly.
Like
yeah. No, I think that's a good idea. Even if it's not perfect, that's what's so great about, like, switching out a princess cup with a square cushion or a square radiant or whatever the case is.
Well, we're going to
bury it.
Yeah, we're only going to take rounds and these old cuts. That's all's going over there.
Yeah. No worries. No worries either way. Anything else new? Gosh, I wish y'all were coming up for our event
here. It's pretty
here.
Quiet. Well, yeah, I'd like to come up to that sometime because I'll have a hard, if I meet you at a show, I'll have a hard time getting in.
Well, somewhat. I don't think that's absolutely accurate. I mean, it's not that hard. If you meet me at RJO, then you won't have a hard time getting in because I could always put you down as somebody for us, you know what I mean? Like on our docket as one of our jeweler connects or one of our sales staff or whatever the case is, you know?
Oh, okay.
We've done that before with jewelers in the area just for all sense and purposes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I can't show them a sales tax permit or a business license or an address. Or I mean, I don't have any of that, you know?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of RJOers that don't either, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Because they went
well,
by appointment only during COVID.
Show, so that's right. Yeah, I monitored all those conversations when that was going on. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people were asking for advice on it.
Mm-hmm.
And since I had been doing it for 40 years, I always chimed in and told them to not be afraid of it. You'll be surprised how many of your customers will like it.
Yeah. No.
And the ones that
they
and
love
the walk-in it. And the walk-in ones that you will miss don't amount to a hill of beans. They're not your customers anyway.
I couldn't agree with you more. The walk-ins will...
Yeah, they're wanting a watch battery or something free. You know, size my watch I just bought on
clean
the
my
you know,
rings.
Kind of
check my prongs.
Yeah,
you know, and then maybe you might get a sale. But...
Yeah, yeah, can you do me an appraisal, you know? So I always gave them really good encouragement and tried to explain to them how the advertising can work without spending money.
Right.
You do small market advertising, you do direct mail, and you work with the post office. The post office has already done all of the research, and the post office will come and tell you how to do it for free. They'll send a rep out.
Oh, really?
And what you can, what you can do is, see, the post office is required by law to deliver mail to every address on the route that the postman has. So you can go and buy and have the post office deliver your mail. You can give them all these postcards or letters or whatever you want to send out, and you just drop them off and tell them what route you want them to go to. And even in the route, you can cut out hospitals and all of the people that you don't want your mail getting tossed in the trash. And you don't do it by zip code. You do it by route. If anybody ever wants to know about it, I'll be glad to tell them about it. It is an amazing hidden benefit that nobody knows about.
And they just do it
post
for
office
free?
Does, well, you buy the postage.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's free. It's free.
Okay.
Why
don't you go off of the zip code? You would think that you would.
Well, you want to send everybody in the zip code? Well, hell no. You don't want to send your stuff to the ghetto.
Mm.
If the ghetto happened to be a little ghetto neighborhood around there. So you pick it by the postman's route, and you can go on the internet and look at the routes in color coordination routes, and you'll know exactly what streets. They can even deliver your mail based by age group.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's right. You cut your direct mail advertising. Damn, what the hell? Are they early voting at all the libraries or something?
I think there is an early vote going on.
Hell, there's a crowd out in front. There's a long line.
Shut up.
Or two long line to early vote right here. I just passed it right here by Ken's office.
Does it say early voting?
Well, there's people standing out there with signs.
Wow.
I guess I don't know what else it could be.
Right.
But anyway, back to the other deal.
You can
tell your customers that they can cut their direct mail advertising cost probably by 70% and get
just
the
by,
same results.
Wow.
By using the post office. And you'll have to have a post office sales representative, come out and tell you all about it. It is an amazing thing that nobody knows about.
Yeah, I know a lot of my jewelers can do, like, have used, but I don't think they've used it on the level you're talking about.
No. To do it by zip code is a total waste of money.
That's what I thought, too. I've thought that for years, because if you're going to one particular zip
code,
you're
having to send
you're probably already got clients there.
You're going to send every single person and business in that zip code. So if you go by route, you can eliminate certain areas that you don't want it to go to, and you can eliminate all different kinds of categories. I mean, you don't want to mail to the schools and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, because so that's the crap you that you get and you just throw into the fireplace.
Everybody does.
Okay.
And doing it by age group helps a lot.
So you can break it up into age group, demographics, location.
Any way you want. Any way you want. Like, for instance, if you're in a zip code where there happens to be an apartment complex that is completely full of students, well, you don't want to send 700 pieces of mail to 700 students.
Mm-mm.
So you just eliminate that by age group. It's real easy to do, and it is so cost effective. What would your suggestion be?
Like, what would you do if you were doing it still?
I would bombard my trade area by postal routes, and by cutting your cost. Instead of saving money on your advertising, you're going to be able to fine-tune the advertising, and you're going to be able to send it to them 4 or 5 extra times during the year. Don't just advertise at Christmas. You want to hit these people year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you send a postcard, you make it different. You do repairs and appraisals or
Mother's Day and graduation.
All that. And Valentine's Day and all that kind of stuff. And Valentine's Day is lost advertising money. You never make any money on Valentine's Day.
No, Valentine's Day is a wash.
The people that are going to buy an engagement ring on Valentine's Day are going to buy it whether they get your mail or not.
That's true.
But anyway, if anybody ever wanted to do it, and I'm probably the only person in the world I know of that utilized it. And it worked like a charm for me.
I just would like to know how you set yours up, like age-wise. Would you take out anybody that is an age bracket of, 25 and above only, or?
Well, no, we got engagement ring customers, you know, but you would cut out a lot of the businesses because most of those people live in the zip code anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Live in your trade area anyway that work there, so they're going to get the piece of mail.
Gotcha. Okay.
And everybody has to break it up according to their type of business.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to do it is to not listen to me. The way to do it is get on the United States Post Office website and research direct mail advertising by carrier route.
By carrier route.
That's the way
route.
You look it up.
Okay.
By carrier route.
Okay.
And a map will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will show you where your carrier that comes to your store, where he goes. But he may only go south of you. So you may have to get the route north of you and east of you and west of you.
Real quick, one question.
You do the
post office only does this for one jeweler, northeast, southwest, or you have to be the first one to ask for it?
No, they do it for anybody.
Okay. You're just supposed to watch out for... Your area is just so heavily combusted with so many jewelers. Like, how would, a Kelly, for instance?
She would be the only one doing it, I promise you. She'd be the only one doing it.
Okay.
She'd be the only one in town doing it. So here's what you do. You take the rich neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You buy that route. You four or five rich neighborhoods. They don't have to be right close to you, but they're in your town.
Right.
So you buy those rich neighborhoods and you send them postcards 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year. And eventually some of these people are going to say, you know, there's that store. They drive by you. There's that store that sends us all the mail. Let's go in there.
Yep. We got to pick up a groceries, but here, you know, Kroger in the same parking lot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I'm going to bring them some repairs because they have one of their postcards says they do repairs and appraisals and.
Oh yeah.
You know, you can't just sell them. You're a jewelry store. You got to tell them what you do.
Yeah. Or what special events you have going on, or that sort of thing.
Well,
right?
you do the special events down the road as you start reeling these people in.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing right now is informational, institutional-type advertisings. Buying gold.
Gotcha.
You know, all the things that you make money at. Repairs, appraisals.
Receivable income, basically. The stuff you need to do in order to keep the lights turned on in the store.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
But you got to let these people, the statistics show this, that you have to contact a customer 17 times before they deem you their jeweler.
Wow.
That's an advertising fact.
Oh, God.
From one of those advertising seminars I used to go to, back when I was doing all my training on running stores.
Gosh,
I went
amazing.
To a lot of national meetings and national advertising.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. I got to go.
Okay, bye.